Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And I'm joined by John Roadhamel. He is the author of the brand new book, America's Original Sin, White Supremacy, John Wilkes Booth, and the Lincoln Assassination. The book's available everywhere from Johns Hopkins University Press. John, this book, I'm more than an amateur follower of the Lincoln assassination, and really the narrative that we've been that we've read as people who follow this thing over the last several years has been that Booth is crazy, and Booth is an alcoholic, and that's what drove him to assassinate President Lincoln. Can you take us back to this little grain that you found, or when you first started pursuing this narrative in what became this book?
Well, Booth was a drunk, there's no doubt about that, and he was extremely angry, but he wasn't mad in the sense of being psychotic. I think there's a tendency in American society to dismiss assassins as crazy. It's comforting to us, I think, to believe that political assassination is sort of a bolt out of the pathological blue, that it has no meaning politically, but that's not true. Most assassins have been politically motivated, and Booth set the pattern when he killed Lincoln for clearly articulated political motives. And one of his motives, of course, was his support of the South, but even stronger was his, what he believed was his defense of the so-called white race. He believed he was striking a poor white supremacy, and he believed that killing Lincoln would make him a hero in the North as well as in the South.
When you started your research for this book, what was your operating thesis at the time? Is this something that you had in mind that you tried to prove or disprove, or how did that go about?
No, I published a book of Booth's writings about 25 years ago, and all the surviving documents that he ever wrote, published by the University of Illinois Press. And he left behind a handful of political statements, and it's quite explicit that that white supremacy was one of his motivations. He said very clearly that America was formed for the white people, not for black people, and that black people were better off in slavery than they would be if they were free. But he believed that Lincoln was favoring African Americans at the expense of white people. So he felt like he was a defender of his race. And it's worth noting that his beliefs were very common at the time, in the North as well as the South. We think of Lincoln as this sort of revered martyr statesman, but at the time, Lincoln was the most hated president in American history, the most intensely hated, and his most hated act was emancipation. People, white supremacists at the time, felt that overthrowing slavery would mean what they called Negro equality, that would inevitably lead to interracial marriage, and that would result in the pollution of the white race. So he believed he was acting for white supremacy.
As we've come to know this narrative, the traditional narrative versus the white supremacy one that you've uncovered and reported in this book, it seems to me that when you say it's easy for people to paint assassins as crazy, it seems to me that historians would be above that. I mean, there's more books been written about Lincoln probably than any other president. So why do you think historians have gotten behind this narrative over the years?
I think historians agree with my interpretation. I'm not saying that my book is anything startlingly original. It's just that I'm the first one that's pursued it, and pursued it in the context of Booth and Lincoln. In a sense, my book is a dual biography of Abraham Lincoln and John Wilkes Booth. You can see their trajectories converging as Lincoln becomes more committed to emancipation, which he did not pursue immediately, and as Lincoln toward the very end became committed to black voting rights, Booth grew more and more angry until finally he struck out on April 14th and shot Lincoln in the back of the head. But there were millions of white American men at the time that thought Lincoln deserved to die. Booth was just the only one who acted on that.
One of the things I found incredibly interesting in the book is that you discuss how President Lincoln kept in his desk you call it a bulging folder in a special pigeonhole. It was labeled assassination. Can you explain what that was? Because these are, thinking about that nowadays, this would get you a visit from the Secret Service.
Yeah, it sure would. He got Horace Greeley, the newspaper man, said Lincoln got 10,000 death threats during the war. I don't know if that's true or not. But certainly from the moment he was elected, as president-elect even, he was getting death threats. People sent poisoned fruit to Springfield. The South reacted to the election, the white South reacted to the election of an anti-slavery president with just incandescent rage. They were just infuriated. They felt that forcing them to live under a president who thought slavery was wrong was like admitting they were wrong. They weren't going to put up with it. And they also thought, despite his assurances to the contrary, they also thought that Lincoln would move against slavery in the South. So they felt their only outlet was to leave the Union. And, of course, if they had, and that led to the war, and the war led to the emancipation of the slaves, if they'd swallowed their anger and stayed in the Union, I think slavery might have persisted till the 20th century. Who knows?
As Abraham Lincoln went about his daily course, you reveal how you said how hated he was, and we try to extrapolate that into terms of today because it seems like every time there's a president in office, one party claims he's the most unpopular and most hated and all that type of stuff, and even President Trump claimed that he was the most hated president in history. Is there any historical relevance to today's terms as to the hatred that President Lincoln had?
Well, the parallel you can see is the extreme divisiveness, however you pronounce that. People, commentators today say that the American body politic is so badly fractured and that we're in some kind of crisis. I would point them to the Civil War era 160 years ago when Americans were so divided they killed 750,000 of their fellow Americans in this greatest war we've ever fought. You know, more Americans were killed in the Civil War than in every other war this nation has ever fought combined, World War II, World War I, all the way back. And that was 750,000 dead out of a population of about a little over 30 million. And today, of course, the population is almost exactly 10 times that. So an equivalent death count in 21st century America would be 7 to 8 million dead. So divisiveness was a good deal worse then than it is now.
One of the little tiny nuggets that you have in here, it's just underneath a picture, and I found it very interesting. It's written that John Wilkes Booth was recognized as one of the best-dressed men in the country. Is there an actor today or a type of actor that he would be equivalent to that you could put it into perspective just how popular an actor he was?
I don't know. When I did my book on Booth's writings 25 years ago, I was talking to some school children, and I said, it's as though Tom Cruise killed President Lincoln, because Lincoln was president and so forth. And one of the kids spoke up, and he said, Brad Pitt would be better. I don't know exactly who to pick right now, but he was a leading action hero and considered a real heartthrob and a very handsome man. He was murder with women. It's so different because, of course, at that time, theatrical performances were the lost art. Once they were over with, nobody would see them again. But he was very successful as an actor from his early 20s and made a great deal of money.
Well, this book's just a fascinating narrative. It's called America's Original Sin, White Supremacy, John Wilkes Booth, and the Lincoln Assassination by John Rodhamel. The book's available everywhere. John, just a fantastically entertaining and interesting delve into a tragic part of our nation's history, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. In a God of a feet, oh baby, don't you know that?